Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
We know a lot about her public image, but what about her personal life? Let's find out. Before she got married, Kamala Harris had some pretty interesting relationships. She dated talk show host Montel Williams and former San Francisco mayor Willie Brown. Yep, you heard that right. So Kamala and Willie Brown dated until 1996. Then, around 2001, Kamala dated Montel Williams. According to Inside Edition, Williams revealed on X, formerly Twitter, that they dated 20 years ago, and he still admires her. They even walked the red carpet together at the 8th annual race to erase MS in Los Angeles, along with Williams' daughter Ashley. Looks like Kamala had some serious star power before her political stardom. But these relationships weren't the endgame for Kamala. She found her one true love on a blind date.
So my best friend, who was like a sister to me, called me up and she's like, I need you to go out with this guy.
So Kamala Harris met her now husband, Doug Emhoff, thanks to a mutual friend, Chrisette Hudlin, in 2013. Harris shared this story in her 2019 book, The Truths We Hold. Her friend told her about a cute guy in L.A. named Doug Emhoff and urged her to meet him without Googling him first. Spoiler, she totally Googled him. A few days later, Emhoff sent her an awkward text while at a basketball game. They exchanged messages and planned to talk on the phone the next day. Emhoff left a long, rambling voicemail that he thought ruined his chances.
I dial the number, of course she doesn't answer. And then I'm like, hey, it's Doug. and it's 4 or 5 minutes of that. I'm like, oh my goodness.
But Harris found it endearing. Sometimes it's the imperfect moments that make us fall for someone, right? They finally talked on the phone, and the conversation flowed effortlessly. Kamala and Doug made plans for dinner in L.A. that Saturday. Harris was immediately impressed by how genuine and comfortable he was with himself. It was love at first sight. By the way, before Kamala, Doug Emhoff was married to Kirsten Emhoff, née Macken. They hit it off, married in 1992, and had two kids, Cole and Ella, before their divorce in 2008. Kirsten once shared with Politico that she was surprised to marry a lawyer, saying, I like really smart people, and he's incredibly smart. Harris, a child of divorce herself, wanted to take things slow before meeting his kids. They waited about 2 months, but when she finally met them, Cole and Ella were incredibly welcoming. Harris credits them for reeling her in, even more than Doug did. In her book, Kamala recounts that Emhoff proposed while she was frantically searching for a pair of missing pants. They were about to leave for a romantic vacation to Italy, and she was stressed about packing. Emhoff arrived at her apartment, and after they decided to order takeout, he got down on one knee and proposed. Harris was so focused on her missing pants that she didn't realize what was happening at first. When it finally clicked, she burst into tears and said yes. Oh, it's like a scene straight out of a romantic movie. How cute. So Harris and Emhoff tied the knot on August 22, 2014, in a small ceremony officiated by Harris's sister, Maya. Emhoff's kids and Harris decided against using the term stepmom. opting for a more affectionate option.
Their word for me is Mamala, and so they call me Mamala.
As for Doug Emhoff's ex-wife Kirsten, she is on very good terms with Kamala. Kamala Harris has always praised Kirsten, calling her an incredible mother and a dear friend. In fact, they hit it off so well that they became a dynamic duo at the kids' sports events. Kirsten has been crucial in making Kamala's role as a stepmom smooth. Harris once said, "The thing about blended families, if everyone approaches it in the way that there's plenty of love to share, then it works." And get this, Kirsten has been a huge supporter of Harris's political career. Now, what's your take? Do you believe Kamala Harris's personal experiences and support system?
Now, listen again.
We know a lot about her public image, but what about her personal life? Let's find out. Before she got married, Kamala Harris had some pretty interesting relationships. She dated talk show host Montel Williams and former San Francisco mayor Willie Brown. Yep, you heard that right. So Kamala and Willie Brown dated until 1996. Then, around 2001, Kamala dated Montel Williams. According to Inside Edition, Williams revealed on X, formerly Twitter, that they dated 20 years ago, and he still admires her. They even walked the red carpet together at the 8th annual race to erase MS in Los Angeles, along with Williams' daughter Ashley. Looks like Kamala had some serious star power before her political stardom. But these relationships weren't the endgame for Kamala. She found her one true love on a blind date.
So my best friend, who was like a sister to me, call me up and she's like, "I need you to go out with this guy."
So Kamala Harris met her now husband, Doug Emhoff, thanks to a mutual friend, Chrisette Hudlin, in 2013. Harris shared this story in her 2019 book, The Truths We Hold. Her friend told her about a cute guy in L.A. named Doug Emhoff and urged her to meet him without Googling him first. Spoiler, she totally Googled him. A few days later, Emhoff sent her an awkward text while at a basketball game. They exchanged messages and planned to talk on the phone the next day. Emhoff left a long, rambling voicemail that he thought ruined his chances.
I dial the number, of course she doesn't answer. And then I'm like, "Hey, it's Doug." and it's 4 or 5 minutes of that. I'm like, "Oh my goodness."
But Harris found it endearing. Sometimes it's the imperfect moments that make us fall for someone, right? They finally talked on the phone, and the conversation flowed effortlessly. Kamala and Doug made plans for dinner in L.A. that Saturday. Harris was immediately impressed by how genuine and comfortable he was with himself. It was love at first sight. By the way, before Kamala, Doug Emhoff was married to Kirsten Emhoff, née Macken. They hit it off, married in 1992, and had two kids, Cole and Ella, before their divorce in 2008. Kirsten once shared with Politico that she was surprised to marry a lawyer, saying, "I like really smart people, and he's incredibly smart." Harris, a child of divorce herself, wanted to take things slow before meeting his kids. They waited about 2 months, but when she finally met them, Cole and Ella were incredibly welcoming. Harris credits them for reeling her in, even more than Doug did. In her book, Kamala recounts that Emhoff proposed while she was frantically searching for a pair of missing pants. They were about to leave for a romantic vacation to Italy, and she was stressed about packing. Emhoff arrived at her apartment, and after they decided to order takeout, he got down on one knee and proposed. Harris was so focused on her missing pants that she didn't realize what was happening at first. When it finally clicked, she burst into tears and said yes. Oh, it's like a scene straight out of a romantic movie. How cute. So Harris and Emhoff tied the knot on August 22, 2014, in a small ceremony officiated by Harris's sister Maya. Emhoff's kids and Harris decided against using the term stepmom, opting for a more affectionate option.
Their word for me is Mamala, and so they call me Mamala.
As for Doug Emhoff's ex-wife Kirsten, she is on very good terms with Kamala. Kamala Harris has always praised Kirsten, calling her an incredible mother and a dear friend. In fact, they hit it off so well that they became a dynamic duo at the kids' sports events. Kirsten has been crucial in making Kamala's role as a stepmom smooth. Harris once said, "The thing about blended families, if everyone approaches it in the way that there's plenty of love to share, then it works." And get this, Kirsten has been a huge supporter of Harris's political career. Now, what's your take? Do you believe Kamala Harris's personal experiences and support system?
This is the end of Task 2.